1039 LI News Radio. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and listen live 24/7 at linewsradio.com.
And we are back with our election morning coverage. Still to come, Laura Curran, as well as Rudy Giuliani. Right now, let's head out to the East End, the beautiful town of Southampton. That's where Ray Overton is making his first bid for supervisor. He's running on the Republican Party line, and a nice chance to meet Ed in the studio about a week ago or so. And we welcome him via the phone line. Mr. Overton, how are you?
Good morning, Jay. How you doing today?
Ray Overton, ladies and gentlemen. And big day, Ray. Give me a little bit of the excitement within last night into this morning. What are you feeling?
I'm actually feeling pretty hopeful at this point in time. I've had a lot of conversation with supporters and people in various areas of the town. When I started this campaign, some people really weren't familiar with me. I think during the past 5 months that we've been out there working, my points of view and the way that I see governing or leadership within the town of Southampton has really taken hold, and I'm pretty hopeful for tonight.
You know, Ray, we just had on Ed Werheim of Smithtown. You know, one of the big things, I think, in all towns is water quality and the sewer system and the septics and everything else involved here. And I know you had stated, if you are elected, that is going to be a prime focus, to really focus on improving water quality, maybe identify moving these septic system upgrades forward quickly on the properties that contribute the most to the problem, and that of adding, you know, this nitrogen to our waters. That's going to be a prime focus, though, I think, huh?
Yeah, once I get in there, it's going to be working very, very quickly with the folks who manage our CPF funds, as well as our planning and environmental division, to identify these areas, identify the specific houses that are there, and get people out knocking on the doors, meeting with these homeowners to not only convince them, but let them see what the offers are that are available for funding, and get these systems changed out. The closer you are to the water, the more critical it is. There's more of a direct impact, and we need to really focus our efforts there and keep moving. And the more people we can get involved doing this, the better off we're going to be. And this is not going to be something that, you know, you turn the light switch on and it changes overnight. But the quicker we can get started and get the systems in place, the quicker we're going to end up with the results that we're looking for.
Good morning. This is Jeff Guillo. How are you?
Good, Jeff. How are you this morning?
I'm good. When we had your running mate, Stan Glinka, in here last week, he spent a lot of time talking about housing, both affordable housing and the issues of overcrowded housing within the town. So what is the Overton plan to deal with this stuff, and how do you think those issues resonate with voters?
All right, well, you have two kind of different issues there, but they get linked together. The first one is the overcrowded, which is very, very critical for Hampton Bays. It's impacting their way of life. It's impacting their school district. And with the overcrowded, particularly the areas that they're talking about, which is a bunch of a number of older motel sites, some of which are waterfront. They were never built to handle the year-round occupancy and the numbers of people that they're getting. So it's having a major environmental impact as well as everything else. Getting those buildings back in compliance, back used as motels, as transient housing, is going to be a very, very critical area. And I'm going to need to involve other organizations besides those that we have in the town. We're going to have to reach out to the state. We may even have to reach out to the IRS and the federal government to ensure compliance with property owners. That's going to be a critical area. As far as affordable housing or workforce or whatever you want to call it, I really need to work, or the town really needs to work more closely with not only their own housing alliance, but with any future development, whether it be, specifically if it's commercial. My thought is, when I drive up and down County Road 39, I see a whole bunch of commercial development that went on without any opportunities for apartment units above it. To me, that's really a waste of space. It's not utilizing property to the best ability that we can. And whenever you talk about affordable housing, you want to put people in an area where there is shopping, where there is commercial enterprise that you could go and buy groceries or get, you know, go out for dinner or whatever it comes down to without having to put a car on the road. We haven't taken advantage of that in Southampton Town. I think Patchogue and Riverhead have shown us a different blueprint that can be used moving forward. And I'd like to see that work. And then there may be opportunities for redevelopment of some of those type of properties to allow for some of those items. But it's critical that we have some. You know, the East End is becoming more expensive to live out here, particularly buying a house or owning a piece of property. So it's going to be critical that we provide some opportunities for our young people and our working class to have a place to live, to be out here.
No question. We're talking with Ray Overton. He's vying for his first bid for supervisor, running on the Republican Party line. He was a town trustee, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, in 2004, I believe the 14-15 year. Essence, you know.
The election was in 2013 and came in 2014.
There you go. Now, Ray, you know, I've said this to you when you were in the studio. You know, I thought Fred Thiel, you know, he's one of the hardest working guys in the assembly, stationed out there, of course. And, you know, one of his prime focuses has always been on the old CPF, the Community Preservation Fund. I know in your neck of the woods, there are a lot of older middle-income residents that would benefit greatly from this, rebates I'm talking about for incentives. That also, I would think, would be a continuation on this agenda going forward, I would think.
If you talk about the accessory apartment uses that my opponent has brought up, that law has been on the books for quite a while. There have been some things that could be tweaked about it to make it a little bit easier. But the biggest thing, the biggest reason it hasn't worked is because the houses that you're talking about having a conversion to having an affordable apartment within it are usually older. And current building codes require that when you do a kind of, you know, the type of upgrade to have an apartment, it takes into account the entire house. And people just are not willing. They're not going to see the return on their investment to do that type of upgrade that involves the entire house, bringing everything up to current code. It's one of the difficulties when we see the consequences that go with these laws. We say, okay, this is great. You know, we're going to get this to happen, this to happen. And then when the actual person comes in to do the application and they find out what the real consequences are, they back out. And they say, this is, you know, it's just too difficult for me. I don't feel like doing it. I don't feel like making this investment. We have to find ways to isolate the new apartment from the rest of the house and have some consideration for what's going on in there if we're going to see this work. If not, we got to recognize what the pragmatic, implication is. And that, to me, has been something that hasn't, in so many different things, realizing what the quote-unquote unintended consequences are, has really hurt our opportunities for making things better here.
Talking with Ray Overton. Ray, also, you know, we spoke when you were here. You got the drug problems everywhere. We know that. But this will also be a very prime focus on fighting the heroin and opioid problem that we have here currently. Nobody's immune, and that would include the town of Southampton.
No, it certainly isn't. As you and I discussed there, it's the data that's come out, Suffolk County is the worst in the state as far as drug overdoses. There isn't, there's 10 towns here, and all 10 towns are seeing the results of that. We have to work very, very closely together. All law enforcement needs to work together. This can't be this can't become a turf battle on who gets credit. The law enforcement community and government, if things improve, have got to be able to take credit across the board and support each other. This is not a political issue. This is a social issue. These are people's lives that we're talking about, and it can't become just a buzzword going forward. There has to be actual action taken on this. And those who are dealing need to be held accountable. I'm looking forward to seeing, some strength coming out of the DA's office. I look forward to see real arrests and not photo opportunities, get picked up. When you and I were there, they just had the bust in Mastic Beach, and then we've watched that go right down the tubes. We can't have that type of issue happen. When we go in there and we make arrests, when the police are there, it shouldn't become a big photo op. It should become news and move on to the next one. And but it's become very, very politicized over the past 6 months, and that really is unfortunate because it's missing an opportunity to make some headway.
No question about it. Ray, we wish you the best of luck tonight, and we'll follow you along and hopefully speak to you soon.
I'd love to hear that. I'd love to speak to you tomorrow morning on the victory side of things. But we'll see how things go today, and we'll go from there.
Get out and vote, folks. Polls are open in Southampton as well. Very important stuff. Ray, a pleasure. Good luck.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate it.
There you go.